joining me on the line, Bianca Burtis. She's Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Bianca, a very, very good morning. Following the public holiday, how does it look?
Morning, Howard. It's actually quite quiet in the currency markets with not too much taking place at the moment. The rand is still trading range-bound following that initial weakening we saw on Monday. And we did touch on 1494 on the overnight once again, but currently not too much happening. We're really looking for some of the data events to push the rand into a direction and also keeping a close eye on any political outcomes, especially focusing on the UN General Assembly taking place.
So we've got the UN General Assembly, you've got the US and Iran, and now we've got this discussion around impeachment. How is this likely to affect a currency?
Impeachment of Donald Trump would not really affect the currency immediately. It will only happen once there is an actual effect taking place in the dollar. Impeachment talks is nothing new in the US. I mean, this has been coming for his entire term. And whether they will actually find basis to impeach him and actually proceed with that remains to be seen. He is running for his next term. And I think it's a really just a play once again by the Democrats to see whether they cannot tarnish that campaign. But all in all, over the past 4 years, they haven't really succeeded in making a dent in his presidency. So I wouldn't pay too much attention to the impeachment at the moment. However, the Saudi-US conflict is really something to keep an eye on. Should there be additional tension that could even lead to military tension, we will definitely see a sell-off in emerging markets, and that will cause the rand to weaken. Donald Trump is firmly keeping the pressure on Iran, and we will actually see the Iranians give their side of the story today at the General Assembly. So it will really be interesting to see how this plays out.
Absolutely. All right. And so how are we starting the day, and what are the ranges that we're likely to see?
The rand starts at 14.88 against the dollar, 16.36 against the euro, 18.54 against the pound, and 4.25 against the shekel. We can expect the rand to continue pushing towards that 15 rand mark. Currently, the resistance is sitting at 14.94. Once it breaks through there, 15 is on the cards. However, I wouldn't suggest anybody to start panicking and now once again go into this flurry of we need to exit the country. This is merely a move back to more realistic levels. As you'll recall, earlier this year when we moved back to the 1480 mark, it was very clearly stated that this is not sustainable and that 15 and above is a more realistic level given the global environment we find ourselves in.
Bianca Burtis, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, speaking to us every morning at this time.